At this point, in this section, the Sefer darts in the opposing direction. Instead of addressing the calls of the Yetzer Hara, their folly and their futility, Shlomo HaMelech now turns to extolling the virtues of the wisdom of the Torah. The Vilna Gaon emphasizes the notable distinction between the way in which the Torah and wisdom present themselves and the manner in which the evil inclination does. Unlike the whispers in the darkness, the hidden beckons, the call to shrink into the shadows and ambush unsuspecting innocents we've discussed this far, the Ne'erva, the Nitzpina. With regard to Torah, the Gra explains, we discover that it proudly, unabashedly enters the public arena. It can and should be heard by the masses, whether in distant locations or proclaimed in city squares. True wisdom, the call of truth and meaning, is unashamed and unapologetic. It stands out in the open and is heard. In our own lives, we should, of course, take pride in this. Understood and presented properly, Torah can be appreciated by all, respected for its profound character and its principled stances in all matters. And we should, of course, endeavor to make this pristine morality apparent to both ourselves and those distant from the eternal wisdom we've been entrusted with, never proselytizing, but always propounding a worldview and life perspective chock full of ambitious responsibilities and even more radically maximalist aspirations for individuals and societies alike.